First, like we always do, let's just review a few of the travel news headlines from the past week. Joining us now to help us out is travel expert Onanta Forbes. You can follow her on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes, and onantaforbes.com is her website. Hi, Onanta.
Hey, Randy. How are you doing?
I'm well, thank you. Happy Family Day weekend, I guess it is.
Yeah, it's nice to have a long weekend, and especially with the cold weather.
Exactly. Now, if we could just go somewhere without having to have a test coming back.
That's right. So I think this week, the announcements by the government are great news for Canadians.
Well, yeah, it's a step in the right direction. I'll put it that way. But I do agree with a lot of the critics saying it didn't go far enough. But yeah, I'll give them some credit. We should just review what the changes are and what people have to look forward to come February 28th.
That's right. So as of that, the end of the month, fully vaccinated Canadian travelers will no longer be required to take a PCR test to return to Canada. Travelers are given the option to undergo a pre-arrival antigen test instead of a PCR test. And then there is a return to randomized on-arrival testing at airports. And travelers, if selected for testing, will not be required to quarantine while awaiting results. There's also an elimination of public health measures for unvaccinated children under the age of 12 traveling with fully vaccinated adults. So kids will no longer be required to self-isolate or avoid school, camp, daycare, or other public spaces upon entry to Canada, nor will they be subjected to testing. And the government also downgraded the travel advisory on non-essential travel from level 3 to level 2. The transport minister also announced that effective February 28th, the ban on international flights to all airports in Canada will be lifted. As well, the government will have more to say very soon about how testing for travelers arriving at Canadian ports will work. And this will be in time for the cruise season this spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, a lot of changes coming this way and a lot of reaction from the industry from different parts, right?
Right, yeah. So the National Airlines Council of Canada, they're saying that this is a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done. The NAC represents Air Canada, Air Transit, Jazz, and WestJet. And what they're saying is that reopening of all Canadian airports to international markets will also provide more options for travelers while supporting the recovery of airports in mid-sized communities across the country. And it won't happen without the recovery of the aviation industry. Canada's airlines will continue to invest in the safe restart of travel. So this is also shared by organizations like ACTA, who welcome the change, but urge the government to lift all pre-departure testing requirements for fully vaccinated travelers, as well as the WestJet group. You're hearing it from one of Canada's largest unions, Unifor, which is a union for travel industry members. And they're saying that Canadians are ready to travel for work and for pleasure. And having these rules lifted will not only encourage more people to want to travel, but it removes some of the red tape for those returning to Canada.
Yeah, I would agree. It's a step in the right direction, but more needs to be done, and done rather quickly because we do have the busy summer travel season. People are already making plans for that, so sooner rather than later to lift all testing requirements, I think, would be a really good idea.
That's right, because there is a definite increase in demand for travel after these announcements, and if you do want to travel, I would definitely call your travel agent and book soon because prices are rising and availability is getting limited.
Good advice. Onanta Forbes, travel expert. You can find her on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Onanta Forbes. You can check out her website, onantaforbes.com. Always fun to chat, Onanta. We'll do it again next week.
Take care.